This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with a lesson that we began 2 or 3 times ago entitled, Christian Commitment is spelled M-U-S-T. In other words, we're saying that to truly live the Christian life, you must recognize that there are some things that are absolutely necessary. As a background for our study, I have called your attention to Luke chapter 2, verse 49, where the Bible says, And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Now these are the words of Jesus Christ, when as just a boy he was found in the temple, questioning and answering questions of the doctors of the law among the Jews. And the really crucial question is, Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Note especially the use by our Lord of the word must. Now this is what commitment means. It means that you recognize that you must do thus and so. Now in the previous studies we have noted that Christian commitment involves the fact that you must sacrifice. In order to be a true follower of Christ, you must be willing to sacrifice your possessions, your material possessions, your friends, your loved ones, and even yourself. As Jesus taught in Luke 9, 23 and 24, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow after me. You see, you must be willing to sacrifice yourself, even to the giving of your life. Now, in the second place, we note that to be truly a Christian, to be involved in Christian commitment, one must be willing to suffer. One must be willing to be hated. As Jesus plainly taught in the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to John, he made clear that in the living of the kind of life he did, of course, in harmony with the will of the Father, that men came to hate him. And he now makes clear to his disciples that if you live the kind of life he did, you also will be hated. I want to read to you from Luke or John chapter 15, verses 18 to 21. A very crucial, a very important passage for your life and mine. Here the Lord says, If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Notice then, to live the Christian life, to really be the kind of person you ought to be involved in true Christian commitment, you must be willing to be hated. And as Jesus taught in connection with that same basic idea, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 to 12, you must be willing to be persecuted and to recognize that you are blessed when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And the Bible teaches also from the pen of Paul in 2 Timothy 3 and 12 that the man who would live soberly and righteous in this present world will suffer persecution. So we must be willing to suffer, even to die. As the Apostle Paul said in Acts 21 in verse 13, I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die. He was ready then not only to go to prison for the sake of truth and righteousness, but also to die for the cause of Christ. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, in writing to one of his churches, the Lord Jesus Christ said, Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life. So you see, friends, to live a life of true Christian commitment, you must live a life of sacrifice, and you must live a life of being willing to suffer. Our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of genuine, true Christian commitment.